Continuing. This is not the place to embark on a discussion of the brutal conflict that has existed between Israelis and Arabs ever since that time, and which continues to fill our newspapers today. Suffice to say that the Jews were presented with an opportunity that was too great to pass up. And again, remember who presented them with that opportunity? The U.S. And why? Oil, it's always been, right? Strategic control of the resources in order to play the game of supremacy successfully. It's not about oil because of the dollars. It's about oil because of the strategic importance of it. Wasn't it Kissinger who told us that it was too important to be left to the Middle East? Continuing, given their recent history, of the Jews' recent history, one can hardly blame them for wishing to create their own state, even if, in the words of one Palestinian historian, Walid Khalidi, quoted in Shepherd's Long Road Home, even if the Arabs, quote, failed to see why they should be made to pay for the Holocaust, unquote. Seriously. Insult to injury, right? For better or worse, huge numbers of European Jews, and this is Mr. Lowe, at last found themselves in a country where they themselves were the masters. And this was, again, the Mr. Smith virus is what we're seeing here. Great illustration of it. Vampire bit. They got vampire bit. They were now the masters. And again, Alice Miller, please, we got to start those discussions. She explains the psychological dynamic of it, of needing to be the master. That it begins when you're an infant and you're trained in under the class system. Continuing, where they could not be persecuted, where they were the ones who could be in power, and where they would be allowed to follow their own agenda. Israel was not only the promised land, but a land of promise. As a result of this process, however, the areas of Europe where the Jews had once lived were irrevocably changed. Poland, in particular, was almost unrecognizable from the cultural and ethnic melting pot it had been before the war. To a lesser extent, the same was true of the whole of Eastern Europe. By 1948, much of the region had become, even more than in Hitler's time, Judenfrei.